Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Tes Zayin, Shavuos 16a, pagination is 31. We're starting from the second line. We're making reference to the Mishnah, Shavuos Yudalid, the Mishnah on 14a, pagination 27, at the end of the page. The Mishnah was discussing that if a person came into the Beis HaMikdash, while he's tamei, while he's ritually impure, it's a violation. And the Mishnah continues and says that's going to be true any part of what's recognized as the Beis HaMikdash, because when they added to the Beis HaMikdash, and for that matter, when they added to Yerushalayim, they always did so according to a certain protocol. And that protocol means that it's indeed kadosh. You will note that we're not discussing the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and how that works, just the Beis HaMikdash area and Yerushalayim would follow a certain protocol. Says the Mishnah, She'emosifim alo ir va'al ho'azaros, you're not going to add on to the city of Yerushalayim or to the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, ella, unless you have the following protocol. And the Mishnah lists off b'melech, a king, v'navi, a prophet, v'urim v'tumim, the special urim v'tumim, v'sanhedrin shel shivim v'echad, and the sanhedrin of 71, uv'shtei todos, and the breads of the carbon toda, uv'shir, song, u'bezdim ahalchim, the bezdin was going there, u'shtei todos achareyim v'cho yisrael achareyim, and an entire procession. Now, this is a list. It's got a number of things that are listed as requirements. Says the Gemara, Itmar we learned. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, Bekol Elu Tanan. All of these are required. Rav Nachman Amar, Ba'achas Mikol Elu Tanan. Any one of these is going to be required. There's a requirement, there's a prerequisite, there's a protocol. But do you really need all of them or not? The issue, of course, is that later in history, they were not able to do all of them. They didn't have a king in the second Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have the Urim V'Tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash. And the question there is quite obvious. Were they able to sanctify things during the second Beis HaMikdash? Rav Huna Omar Bakol Elu Tanan, Rav Huna who says that you need them all, Kasavar he holds, Kedusha Rishana Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. When they originally sanctified the Beis HaMikdash area and Yerushalayim area, it was a sanctification that would be ongoing. It would just remain in its status, even though the city was conquered. And therefore, when the Jews came back for the second Jewish Commonwealth to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have to do anything. It was already kadosh. They just had to do the job of building, but they didn't have to sanctify, which was the subject of our Mishnah. Ve'ezra, and you'll note that in the book of Nehemiah, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, there's discussion about shtei todos, these loaves of bread. That's one of the things that's in the requirements. Ve'ezra, and what Ezra did over there, zecher ba'al mahuda avad, he was just doing something as a token ritual. But actual sanctification, according to Rav Huna, you can't do unless you have all these things. He didn't have all these things. And the reason everything is working, according to this opinion, is because the original sanctification, perhaps in the time of David, or whenever exactly the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim were sanctified, all of that was done for eternity. Rav Nachman Omar, Ba'achas mikol elu tanan. Rav Nachman says, any one of these would do it. Kasavar, he's holding, Kedusha Rishana Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. When they did the sanctification originally, it was not an eternal sanctification. It was only until the conquest, until the churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ezra kedushei kodesh, and Ezra is indeed making it holy. Even though he doesn't have the Urim V'tumim, but any one of these things would give it the structure, the clout that would make it Kadosh. So we have two very different approaches as to how the Jewish system works in Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. One is that originally it was sanctified. The other is, certainly it's promised to us, certainly it's our land, but in terms of holiness, that location needed to be rejuvenated. When they did indeed rejuvenate it and make the Kedusha again, they did so in a way that it would be eternal. Let's drop down to another little piece of Gemara, which is on the third of the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, let's appreciate the ramifications of once it's sanctified, it remains sanctified. The ramifications of that approach, whether you're approaching it because of the original Beis HaMikdash, or the original Beis HaMikdash was only for its time, but the second Beis HaMikdash was eternally done. Shamati, I have heard, Shamakrivim afapi she'ein bayis, you could bring a carbon in that location even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. Ochlin kodshei kodeshim afapi she'ein kalayim, you could eat the kodshei kodeshim in that area even though it's not demarcated by walls. Kodshim Kalim, and the lesser level of Kodshim that can be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim, Umayser Sheni, as well as Mayser Sheni, the tithe that the farmer does and brings it up to Yerushalayim to eat it, he says you could eat it, Afapish Ein Choma, even though there's no wall to Yerushalayim, you would still be allowed to eat it in that location. Because the original holiness was for that time and forever, and therefore it remains in its holiness. The ramification of that, of course, in a practical sense, we clearly do not bring karbanos, and we would want to know why. Is it because of tumah? Is it simply because of the political ramifications? Are there other reasons that we don't do? But in terms of the holiness of the location, even though it's destroyed, it remains with its holiness. In the words of the Rambam, Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, Shechina Eina Beteila. The presence of Hashem is not nullified, is not put away. And when they made it holy, it remains holy, as the Pasuk says, Vashimosi es mikdashechem, I'm going to destroy your Beis HaMikdash. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim explained, Afapisha Shemumim, even though it's destroyed, Bikdushasen Hin Omdim, the place is still called the place of the Beis HaMikdash, it still has that holiness, and that never gets removed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.